Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Listening to episode 115, Confident Self-Relationship with Adriana Cabello. And before we jump into today's amazing episode, a note from our amazing sponsor, Living the Good Life Naturally Magnesium. We all need magnesium. It's essential for over 200 biochemical processes in the human body. It works like a spark plug by moving nutrients into our cells and purging out the toxins from them. But when you are magnesium deficient, your body lacks this essential element. Without enough magnesium, you are now inclined to suffer more from any physical and psychological ailments. And Living Good Life Naturally is transdermal magnesium, which simply means through the skin. If you want to learn more, listen to episode 73 with founder Kristen Bowen. Head over to the show notes to use that link and use code WICHY, W-I-C-T-H-Y, for 10% off of your purchase. And back to today's show with Adriana Cabello. You guys will learn all about how to gain confidence in your life, moving from couch potato to sexy siren, learning to wear and be what inspires you, learning how to fake until you make it, and what all really changes in your life when you have this confidence. Trying to find yourself in romantic relationships and the law of attraction and how that works with your own confidence and so much more. So without further ado, please enjoy episode 115, Confident Self-Relationship with Adriana Cabello. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. This is a show you learn that your body and your emotions are not in the way, but actually leading your way. And today, the beautiful Adriana Cabello is here to help us talk about having a good relationship with yourself first before you can have one with anybody else. So important. A little bit more on her is she is a relationship coach, Mexican City girl, a mom, a wife, a teacher, a cook, artist, and even dance crew from time to time. Ooh, I have a good dance party too. She studied management and changed paths later and worked over 10 years in education, has over 2 master degrees in family sciences, neuroscience, and education. Whoa. And is studying PhD in family and education, but has a variety of studies, that is clear. From coaching, calligraphy to interior design, passing through psychology and even makeup. Her makeup always looks gorgeous, I have to say. She's gorgeous. And she never stops loving to learn new things. And she's currently in training for Gottman's Couple Therapy Certification and makes the most delicious cakes according to her son. Oh my, I wish I was closer. I would love to try one.
Welcome. One day, I promise you.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Adriana. This topic is so important because when we think about a relationship, especially women nowadays, we give, and we don't realize that we need to be secure and in love and with ourselves. Because we, I think not only does that attract a different type of partner, but if you're not able to love yourself, you can't love your potential partner. And I would love to hear your story of how you got to help other women do this and kind of unleash their inner confidence into the world to love themselves.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Hello, everyone. My special story of why I'm here and why I do what I do is just, I'm just like everyone else. I do struggle with confidence every single day of my life, but that doesn't make me better or worse than anyone. It just makes me a human. And just being a woman nowadays, it's so hard that I just realize we need to be a lot kinder with ourselves and with each other and help each other to grow. So, I have struggled with confidence my entire life. Even though I could, people can say that I'm a pretty girl, people always looked at me and say something negative about me, because that was the way of feeling better about themselves. So since I was a little girl, everyone just pointed at me all my flaws, all my defects. Even if I have green eyes, people just call me that, oh, you have boogers in your eyes, or your eyes look like bad water in a pond or whatever. So I just had to learn and realize that that was about other people, not about me. So, but it took a lot. It took a lot of effort, time, therapy, money. Oh my God. Because you learn to grow hiding yourself and realizing you're never going to be enough. And when people say something nice to you, you say like, oh yeah, but not that much. And that is bad energy, because you're like blocking all the positive comments about yourself, about your look, and about what your personality. You're just like, no, it's fine. It's just like my mom told me to. So it's nothing. And life, it's not about that. So I was always insecure. And because of that, many things in my life didn't work out, especially in relationships, not only with men, but with friends, with coworkers, with my family. But because I wasn't feeling like I could be myself, and that was fine. So it took a lot. I did have to struggle a lot with bad relationships that didn't fulfill me. And then I just, at one point, I was dreaming so much about these perfect lives from the stories. I love to read, and I have always loved to read. And I was saying, like, why I cannot live in a fairy tale? Why is real life not like that? Why you can be just woke up being a princess and it's fine, it's done. And then I said, you know what? There's got to be a way. It's got to be a way to live your dream life, like now. There's no time to waste. We need to like get going. So I just focus all my life and my knowledge and my big brain to study human relationships, why we connect the way we connect with each other, with ourselves. And that was really something that I'm very passionate about. I love learning, of course, everything. I love learning. But learning about human relationships and how you feel, how you think, it's just very interesting, because we are so different and we're all the same at the very bottom. So that's why I started this. And it was a healing process for me as well, because as you are learning new things, you're just realizing, well, maybe I have this thing wrong. Maybe I wasn't doing what I needed to do, or connecting with people the way I needed to connect it to. So that's why I'm here saying, okay, you don't need 10 plus years of studying. You don't need master's degrees and PhD. I just did that for you. But I'm going to help you to have the most important things. And I want to share to everyone. It can be easy, it can be simple, but you can have the best life, your dream life, like today, not tomorrow, like today. So that is a little bit of my journey. That's why I'm having online courses and masterclasses and all of that, because I want to share this with everyone, but I want it to be an easy, fun, and enjoyable way, because we are so tired of these lectures and really like a harsh teaching. I want you to have a good time learning something new and just end that class or that course and say, oh my God, I think I'm changed like for forever, because I'm looking the world and I'm looking myself in a different way. That's my dream.
Ooh, I love it. That is a beautiful dream. And all that really starts with looking inside. Mm-hmm. And for me, readdressing what I believe about myself, what I believe that's possible, it's holding me back from those dreams. Mm-hmm. And I would love to hear more about your free masterclass, Sexy From Within. I love this title, Sexy From Within, From Potato Sack to Smoking Queen, 4 Easy Sexy Steps. Now, that is like the most beautiful painted picture
of a transformation. But it's very intimidating. Yeah. You can say, I had a lot of women just reach me and say, I don't know if that is for me. It's like intimidating. It's too much. Look, like, you're asking me to be sexy. It's like even an offense. But no, we're having so much fun. That masterclass is meant to be fun and easy, but just for me to ask you and to ask anyone, just I want you to be sexy. People tend to do like, oh, and lose breath. But yeah, the masterclass, I'm going to sum it up a little bit for you. It's about, if you want to be sexy, just be sexy. Sexy is not about how you look. We tend to think that, oh, she's a very sexy lady because she has an amazing body, big lips, red lips. Oh, and all the boys are looking at her. That is our definition of sexy. And it's nothing about that. Sexy is about being confident. And to be confident about yourself, you have to start believing in yourself. We tend to measure ourselves with other people's rulers. Like, okay, so who am I? And we go outside in the world and ask people, who do you think I am? And then they say whatever they're going to say, and it's going to be wrong, but they're going to say whatever, and we're going to, okay, I buy it. That is completely me. And then you go and live your life being that person. So if someone or anyone ever told you that you're sexy, you're not feeling sexy. So what I wanted to do with this masterclass is just the beginning to like light the sparkle inside you and say, you know what? You are beautiful. You are sexy. And sexy needs to be like a synonym with a strong, powerful, confident woman. Nothing to do about the body. So in the masterclass, we go for in 4 easy and sexy steps to like reclaim your power, your inner power, to make the pieces with your body, with your mind, with your soul, and say, okay, I am that. I am whatever I want to be. And if I want to be sexy, I'm just going to be sexy. And the first step is just self-love. You cannot expect someone to love you if you don't love yourself first. Of course, I'm a teacher. I love education. So I always think that you need to teach people stuff all the time. And the first thing that I will encourage you to teach people is how to treat you, how to love you. So if you want a partner to love you very deeply and find you very sexy and full of desire, please show him how to do that. And the way you need to show him or her is just loving you with that passion, with that desire, without very, like very proud about who you are. And then people around you are going to say, okay, you see how she loves herself? I want to love her that way too. And so we talk about famous people, models, what they say about beauty and whatever. And we talk about stop dressing to cover up what you don't like about yourself, because we are taught like that from when we are very little, like, oh, you're very short, you cannot wear those skirts or pants. Or you're a little bit fat, maybe just use something looser and something like that. So we, as we grow up, we are like looking at the clothes rack in a store and just looking like, I cannot do this. This is not my color. And you just put the mind on it. And it's really just go to a store. Well, if you can, because of COVID, but if you can, go to a store and look at women choosing clothes. they're looking at the clothes and say, oh, this will cover my fat arms. I'm going to take this. Oh, these jeans are going to help me to flatten my tummy. I'm going to get this. They're not saying, this blouse inspires me. This really, I love these bright colors. Oh, you shouldn't be using bright colors because you're so pale. Well, who said that? Just whatever you want to do. So stop dressing to cover and dress to highlight what you love about yourself. Even if you love your fatty arms, just shove them in the face of everyone. It's fine. Or if you love the way your ankles look, well, just focus on that. And then when you start using all your attention to the things you love about yourself instead of the things you hate, people are going to start looking at the things you love instead of looking at your flaws. Because if you're always thinking like, oh, my tummy is fat, people are going to like hear your vibe, you know, like your thoughts, they're going to hear that. And they're going to go closer to you and say, oh, your tummy, it's a little bit fat, because you're sending that message to the universe. And if you're sending like, I'm awesome, people are going to hear that too. Because positive vibrations just go way higher and faster. So also the same with makeup. Stop using makeup to cover what you don't like in your face and the contour to look 5 pounds lower. No, just use makeup to have fun, to highlight what you like about yourself, or just to use it as an expression. When you are sending that message, continue to the universe. I don't like myself. I don't like this. This is my defect. This is my flaw. Don't look at me. Don't. So it's becoming like a mantra, a bad and negative mantra. So we need to change that. And when you start focusing on what you love about yourself, what you're proud of yourself, people are going to look at that. But then, like magic happen, you're going to stop looking at all your flaws and just realizing you love more and more and more about yourself because you're happy with yourself. So you're going to love your nails and your hair and the way you cook and maybe the way you sing in the shower. You're going to be happier with yourself. And then we talk about all these role models and actresses. They need to fake that confidence. Nobody in this world just woke up and say, I'm beautiful, I'm amazing, I'm gonna kill it. No, we need to make that a commitment. So being sexy is more about a commitment than just a hunch, like, I'm gonna be sexy today and that's it. You need to say, I'm gonna commit to being sexy today. I'm gonna take that little step by step to make that action, because we need to fake it until you make it and then keep faking it until you die. Yeah, we need to fake it sometimes because you're going to have bad days. We all have bad days. I cannot imagine I was talking about in the masterclass, we talk about Demi Moore. I think she's gorgeous, right? What do you think? She's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful, gorgeous.
Yeah, she has one of the most expensive bodies in the industry because she has done so much surgery on herself. It's The numbers you see out there are kind of a myth because she had never confirmed what she had done. But she has to be in the top 10 in the world about how expensive her body is. So if we think she's gorgeous and beautiful, but she was so insecure about how she looked that she had to invest many money to look different. So even though we all think she's gorgeous, she was insecure. So it's not about how you look. We all feel insecure. But what you do with that insecurities is the difference. And you need to own them, love them, and then send them way back to the other room because you're not going to live with those insecurities all your life. Maybe they're going to visit you once in a while because you're going to look one day in the mirror and say, oh my God, I look like I haven't slept in 10 days. Yeah, and maybe you look totally bad, but it's fine. That doesn't define you as well. So I think it's a commitment, it's a decision, and it's just like knowing that we are all together in this journey. As ladies, as women, we're constantly told how we should behave, how we should look. And now the fashion is changing. So now you need to look like this or like that. It's easier for us just to follow instructions, but it's not going to take us to the happiest place in the world. It's going to make us feel very bad about ourselves. So stop following other people's path and just realizing we are all insecure. We are all trying to figure it out how to be ourselves in this world. So just be yourself, be proud about it, and have fun. It doesn't matter if you have a bad day and you go out and people start pointing at you and you can just say, yeah, I look like crap today, I'm sorry. And that's it. And you just move on. It's not that hard. But for that, you need to love yourself first. So yeah, the real power is inside you. And you are the only one that can open that door and unleash your inner power.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And for me hearing that, it's like, it's a choice, right? Mm-hmm. It's faking it, but it's a choice. Is I can choose to feel this way or believe this or not. You know, am I confident or not? Am I beautiful or not? Sexy or not? And for me, it's like a mindset. For me, it's like you said, not dressing to the fads or, you know, the covering up makeup or otherwise. For me, it's letting my intuition or, you know, my inner child go shopping or pick out an outfit. Like what brings me joy? Like you said, the beautiful bright colored blouse. And I let that inner child pick out outfits sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, does this really go together? But then I know that's when I need to like wear the outfit or, you know, do whatever the inclination is, because that's my inner child, my sexiness, my essence coming out to share and to speak and to be out there and not dress the way I think sexy should look. Is I think that's what a lot of us do. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to cover up so I'm not sexy. A lot of people have this vision of what sexy looks like. Maybe that's what feels good for you. Maybe some days that's what I dress like too. But a lot of the time for me, it's not. It's whatever makes me feel fun and excited and just like in love with life. That's how I describe confidence. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, of course. And when you are feeling all those things, you are not having enough time to feel bad about yourself or to worry about what other people think. I think that when we care about what other people are going to say about us, it's because we're not feeling in peace with ourselves. So you tend to listen to other people. But when you're happy and joyful and having fun and enjoying life, you don't care what people say. It's just like, just try to see yourself exactly as a child. We are trying to educate the kids to be a certain way, but in that wishing to show them the important things in life, sometimes we just like put themselves in a cage and say, you need to be like this. But sometimes they dress up really bad and it's fine. They're looking for their own style. I am the youngest of three girls. So, and my two sisters, older sisters, they're great. They're amazing. But they're very different than me. They are very classic, very serious, very hold together, prudent and whatever. And I'm just not like that. So I remember I was wearing in middle school, maybe blue lipstick, like for a month. I love a good blue lipstick. It wasn't even a lipstick. I think it was an eyeliner because it wasn't like on trend or something. So I use eyeliner in my lips to make them look blue. And my sisters were like, oh my God, you look so bad. They always told me that people know that you are our sister. So this reflects on us. And I was like, okay, yeah, maybe, but I don't care. And it was a struggle, but it was my first like real life experience. And I'm very thankful for having them, because they showed me what I wasn't, that I, what I didn't want it to become. So yeah, it didn't look nice. I look at pictures of myself in that in that time, and I'm saying like, oh, maybe that wasn't what you were looking for. But at that time, I feel amazing. I was really happy with myself. So, oh, and I use my mascara was blue too. I don't know why, but well, now it's on trend again.
That's awesome.
That's a picture you don't want to see. But I enjoyed myself. And because I was happy with myself, I didn't care what people say about me. And maybe, yeah, maybe people saw me in the street and say, oh my God, that girl looks like crazy. Where are her mother? Why nobody told her that she looks that bad? But you know what? Maybe they did tell me and I didn't care. But I also think that there's more people that is saying like, yeah, go girl. So I encourage all of you to do this little experiment. The one in the store is very nice too, but just next time you go outside, you're driving or whatever, just look at the people around you. Look at the ladies around you and see what you feel like attracted to. Where do your eyes go? What do you feel attracted to? And maybe try to like do it a little bit of research. What does she has that I feel good about it, that I like about it, that it caught my eye? Sometimes it's going to be that she's a beautiful lady, but sometimes it's just that she feels beautiful. I go in the streets and I look a lot of women walking. Here in Mexico, everyone walks. So you just go to the corner and people are walking all the time. And I just look at women that are wearing something that I think that it's not flattering, or maybe just I could do something different with their hair or whatever. But what I'm looking is how they feel about it. And if they feel good about it, it's more than enough. And I'm not going, I do have a trained eye for that, but I'm not like going on life and just criticizing people around me. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying like, oh, she looks amazing. Or she looks very confident. Or you know what? Can you see that she has a lot of fat in her belly and she doesn't mind? She's wearing a tube top and a crop top and she's loving it. So why do we all think that people are doing that to us as we go walking down the street or in a mall or in a plaza, that people are looking at us just wanting to find our flaws? That's not the reality. So stop doing that to yourself, because you look at the mirror and you're looking all the things, all the little details, and like 99% of those are not even visible to other people. But we are just like obsessed with that flaws. And when you just stop that bad behavior and break that cycle and you just have fun with it, what you're going to project is that easy, fun, enjoyable life. So if that is using a big ribbon in your head, do it, because people are going to look at your confidence, not about your style. And if you love that bright blouse, or if you don't match your clothes, it's not like the correct style or whatever, just don't care. Just be like a child that they're trying to find their own style. And we are too. We're constantly changing. So maybe this year I want to be the lady with the neon clothes. Maybe I want to be recognized like the lady that used neon colors all the way from her shoes to her ribbon. And that's fine for me. And maybe tomorrow I'm going to be like, oh, she only dresses with white clothes. Just have fun. And people also, they're not looking at you every day like, okay, just go outside your door. I'm going to take you a picture. I'm going to share it to the newspaper. No, you're not that famous. So just have fun. And when you're having fun, when you go to your closet and say, what brings me joy? What is something that I have always wanted to wear, but my bad advice, that little bad voice inside my head is telling me, no, you shouldn't because of blah, is telling me. Maybe it's that dress. Why do you use a formal dress for going to the supermarket? Because I feel it too. So it's fine. And just try to start little by little pushing those boundaries so you can really expand yourself. The boundaries are fine, are good. I love good boundary in any part of my life. But when you're just making them closer, you're suffocating yourself. And sometimes you need to, you know what? I need to stretch a little bit. So I'm going to push this boundary a little bit and I'm going to let myself be today. Maybe it's going to work for me. Maybe it's not, but I won't know until I try. And then when you start pressing all those boundaries, you're going to feel yourself being in a more nurturing environment, more peaceful environment. You're going to feel yourself again. And then you get to be whatever you want to be because you have allowed yourself to be that. And then people are going to notice that and they're going to want to be closer to you because you inspire them to be better as the two. So I think it's a vital cycle. We need to start doing that with ourselves a little step because we need to teach them how to have fun with themselves. And the best way to teach them is just having fun with ourselves.
That's really the secret to anything in life is just have fun. You know? I think we
don't take that so seriously.
Yeah, we're so serious about, oh, I need to change this or I don't have this and I want that. But what if the whole process could be fun?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's a huge shift for me. So we talked about a lot, you know, this relationship with ourselves, which is beautiful. We need to love ourselves, have a good relationship. What happens, what transforms when we can get to that state, whether it's relationships with other people, or you mentioned like living our dreams, what comes with this confidence and this having fun of loving our relationship with ourselves?
Oh, it's like when you're in the same position for like 4 hours or maybe more, like for a long flight, and you're sitting in the same spot, and then you get to go outside the plane and just stretch your legs and say, oh my God, this is wonderful. I can move now. That is the feeling. Like when you're saying like, oh my God, I can move. I can just like stretch myself. I can run if I wanted to. So when you start this path, because it's a journey. It's like I told you, I do struggle with confidence every day in some part of my life. But when you get to this path and you start this journey, you're going to see the world in a different way, in a kinder way. So first, you're going to start attracting the right people to your life. Because when you don't know who you are or you're trying to please others, you're going to attract people just like that, that are really eager to tell you what to do. So just think about it. If I constantly ask myself, ask other people, how do I look? Do you like who I am? Do you think this is fine? Whatever. People are going to feel comfortable telling me, how do I look? Who am I? You should be doing this. You should. So I'm going to be surrounded by people telling me who should I be. And they're going to be loving it because we all love to direct people. And it's not bad, just we need to like balance a little bit. So you're attracting that people. And for me, my personal experience is I was with a guy for a long time and everyone loved that guy. He was like perfect. And you're so lucky to have him. And oh my God, he's the best. And it was like going out with Bono. It was like exhausting because everyone loved him. And I felt terrible about myself because I wasn't, the only good thing I was doing in that stage of my life was being with him. And just imagine, just like doing yourself, being so small that the only good thing you can do was being with a guy. Come on. But I didn't see that in him. I didn't see his perfect things or whatever. I saw him as he was. And he was okay. He was a good man. But he wasn't perfect. And he wasn't for me. And when we broke up, I just had months of people telling me, how could you do that? How could you lose that guy? Oh my God. Yeah. Like family calling my mom to say she's not coming back with him. Really? Can she talk to him? Like, yeah. And then, so for me, it was like, he was with me because I was so insecure about myself that I needed someone like him near. Someone that was telling the world who we were. And he needed me to be small because he could shine more. And so on, so on. So it was really hard for me realizing that I was making a bad decision just being with him because he needed me to be small. So he wasn't ever going to help me grow. He loved the way society and people were like praising about him. And yes, you do have a little nice lady by the side, but he wasn't going to make me be whatever I wanted to be because he needed me to be something in order to be happy. So of course I was in a good relationship, but for the wrong reasons. So it wasn't for me. It wasn't making anyone happy because it was a bad decision. So I end that relationship. Now I do. I'm married with a guy that lets me be 100%. Like if I go with a parrot in my head, he's going to say, you look fine. I love it. And that's okay. And so, but I needed to have that experience to realize that it's not his fault. It wasn't his fault that he was the way he was. It was my fault to accept that about me and just like making a reality. So he's not to blame. Well, maybe a little bit, but he's not to blame. People around us are not to blame. The only one I needed to blame was myself. So when I changed, when I realized, wait, I wanted to be me and to be happy and like, oh, calm enough to be me and to give me permission to do whatever I want to do. When I did that, I start attracting the right person. And that's why I'm married to this guy that is like the opposite, because I attracted what I was feeling. And because I was a whole person, a whole orange, a whole blah, blah, I could be sharing my life with someone else, but he wasn't telling me what to do, what to wear, what to feel. He was just, we are two independent persons living our lives in the same way and together. So when you change, when you allow yourself to be you, people are going to start being closer to you, but the real you. And people are going to react in a negative way when you intimidate them and make them uncomfortable. So, you're going to have like this part of rejection and negative stuff because people are not going to like the new you. But that is the wrong people that are reminded of their flaws when they see you so happy. So don't worry, because as soon as you start doing these changes, you're going to attract the right persons, the right people around you. And then, like magic, but it's not magic, but it looks like everything is going to be better. You're going to get the job you have always wanted to. You're going to get these random people in the streets like saying nice things to you. It's not like the world changed. It's not like you enter a fairy tale. But the reality is that because you are changing the inside, the world will change according to that. So it's going to be fun and easy, and you're going to start having better relationships with everyone, with your family, with your friends, with people at work, with random lady in a cafe. Maybe you go in for a coffee and she's so nice, and you go to your house and say, why she was so nice? Because you're nice too, because you're attracting nice people around you. So it's fine. So yeah, it's kind of a little bit of power of attraction and mindset and all these things, but actually it's because you allow yourself to be you, you're going to find your place in the world, and the world is going to react positive to that, because the world needs more people, unique people. Like, the world doesn't need 100 persons the same. The world doesn't need like everyone just to be the same. The world needs our own uniqueness. So when you start owning your uniqueness and being proud of it, the world's going to react to that. I'm going to say, yes, yeah, finally, finally, Adriana is being herself. Woohoo. So let's help her to be happy about it. And then everyone around you is going to be encouraging you, and you're going to be like, oh my God, life could be that way. Yeah. Life was waiting you. Say, I'm owning my life. I'm owning my confidence. I'm owning my sexiness, my path, my wishes, my dreams, my hopes, everything. I'm wishing, life was waiting for that moment. So as soon as you do that, everything will change. Everything. Because you're going to see the world in a different way. And the world will look back at you in a different way, saying like, yeah, you got this. You got this, girl. Just keep doing it and have fun with it.
Ooh, I love that. A quote that I like to think of a lot is, you don't see the world how it is, you see the world how you are.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as, you know, it's changing that internal state. Oh, I love that. So it's so simple. It's like sometimes these things are like simple and you kind of maybe brush it off or think that it won't be one hard to implement, but they're so powerful. So powerful. And I think a lot of us are trying to fit in or trying to be somebody that we're not. And so many women, I've been in relationships where I've had to play small or fit into what they needed or what they liked, and wasn't able to be myself, but I allowed that to happen. Right. That's the biggest thing, is you have to own that, and you need to find out who you really are. So yeah, thank you so much, Adriana, for coming on and sharing this beautiful wisdom. I'm sure a lot of the listeners are going to be like, I want to know more. This is amazing. I know you have a ton of resources and courses and all that kind of stuff. Could you kind of give us a brief overview of, like, if we wanted to learn more and work with you, what other things you offer?
Yeah, I do. I'm a relationship coach. So I'm going to help you to improve and empower you to really have the best relationships in your life. So that starts with yourself. So I do have some courses for personal growth. Then to your closest relationship, that it's with your partner. So I do have many courses, because that is my big area of expertise, couples and then family, about how to communicate with a partner, how to be yourself inside of the relationship, how to renew your sexual relationship, and so on. So I have courses for couples and intimacy, and then for kids and family. I do have 10 years of experience in educating and kids, and I do have a kid of myself. So everything changed after I became a mom. So I'm just like, wanted to help you to have good relationship with their kids, because those relationships are so important, because you're setting them for the world. You're teaching them how to be in a world. So maybe all these mistakes we used to have, all these flaws or these bad thoughts or whatever, we can change those and really help our next generation to be better. And then finally, I have another category about lifestyle, just having fun, how to host parties, how to lettering, makeup, whatever, just having fun with life. Because we also need to start learning things that just make us want to be happy. It doesn't matter if it's not like really in-depth knowledge. So I have these four categories. I have my website, adrianacabello.com, where I have all of those. I'm going to have different masterclasses. This one was about being sexy, you know, from within. But I love to share knowledge for free. So just be sure you keep coming back, because we are going to be starting to talk about many, many topics. And that's it. I also have a little space just like this in my website called El Child. That is a Mexican expression about being with friends and just having fun talking with them. Just like when you go to Echar el Chal, it's just drinking coffee with a friend, talking about, you know what, I saw this series, it's fine, I saw this, or I recommend you to use this and whatever. So just having fun and relax. So yes, I want everyone just to feel like comfortable, safe, and happy. So that's me. Maybe I can help someone to improve their relationships and to have fun doing that. That's my goal.
I think so. Definitely just by listening to this episode and so many of your wonderful courses are already doing that for so many people. But thank you so much, Adriana, for coming on. The last question, we close every episode just saying thank you for coming on to the show and showing up and changing your life. And, you know, how may we, the listeners, as an act of gratitude, be of service for you in return? So how can we pay it forward for you in return?
Just be yourselves, because it's everything I need. I need a world full of people loving themselves, because that is going to change the world in a positive way. That's the only thing that's going to change this world. I do want to make this world a better place. And I'm starting with myself, just being better myself. It's the way I'm starting. But my wish is to share that and to inspire you to do that, because maybe after this episode, 10 people are going to say like, you know what? I think she has some point over there, maybe. And they're going to change their lives. And they're going to change their families and their environments and their society. And then we're going to change the world, being kinder with ourselves, loving ourselves even more.
Mm-hmm. I love the quote, if you want to change the world, change yourself. Yeah. It's so, so true. And thank you for being that shining example and teaching us to do the same. It was so amazing to talk with you today. Thank you for coming on the show, Adriana.
Thank you for having me. It was a great experience. I enjoyed it a lot. And thank you for listening to me.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.